going to be a lot of rain, a little bit less rain on Saturday, so maybe that might be the day to mow the lawn. I have Movie Mike here with me. Did you mow your lawn this week yet?
I did. I mowed it. Well, actually, I guess it was Sunday, so I'm going to have to do it again here soon.
Well, maybe tomorrow, because Sunday's going to be a complete washout. So, welcome, Movie Mike. I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So, I have to admit, since I have not been working in radio, only part-time, I have totally lost my knowledge of what's happening in the world regarding movies. Now, my daughter did just see the
Super Mario Brothers movie.
And she loved it.
It's
she thought it was fantastic. So tell us about the movie you're going to review this week.
Yeah, I'm going to review Air.
Air.
Yep.
Okay. And do you just do this... I know on 94KX we play fun music and it sounds exciting, but
right.
but on WKOK, not so much.
Yeah, we're no frills over here.
Okay, well then, you take it away, Mike.
Air stars Matt Damon as a talent scout for Nike. He's tasked with helping the company increase the popularity of its basketball shoes by signing players to endorse them and wear them on the court. He decides to bet big by banking his entire budget on one player, an up-and-comer named Michael Jordan. That doesn't sit right with CEO Phil Knight, played by Ben Affleck. It also means winning over Jordan's protective mother, Viola Davis. In an effort to seal the deal, Damon and marketing director Jason Bateman design a special sneaker just for the young player, a sneaker called the Air Jordan. Maybe you've heard of it. Air is a fascinating business story about how Nike risked financial ruin by putting all their eggs in the Michael Jordan basket. Even though we know how that turned out, the movie still works thanks to a smart, funny script, strong performances from the ensemble cast, and Ben Affleck's fast-paced direction. Seeing all the behind-the-scenes wheeling and dealing that led to the most popular sneaker of all time is nothing short of gripping. Air is a satisfying and rousing film, even if you couldn't care less about basketball or shoes. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Chicago Bulls.
So, this combination has happened how many times before? These two actors, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yeah, there was Good Will Hunting. They were in a couple of the Jay and Silent Bob movies together. They were in The Last Duel together.
How does that compare to the others that you have seen? This is probably not their best then, huh?
Good Will Hunting is their best. Okay. I think this is maybe their second best.
Okay. Oh, good. So 3.5 isn't terrible.
Right. Very strong recommendation for me. Really fun movie. And again, you don't even have to like basketball or shoes. It's just a great story about a company who took a big risk in business. And it paid off.
All right. And their acting is still as amazing as always.
Yeah, they're terrific.
Yeah, I would definitely
agree. And so is Jason
agree.
Bateman, one of my favorites.
I love him. I'll tell you, I'm going to admit this on the radio. He was my first love when I was like 12 years old, when he was on Silver Spoon.
Silver Spoons, yeah.
So, yeah, that shows my age. Good times. All right, so that's a good review. How about... I heard Peter Pan and Wendy is coming up.
Yes, Peter Pan and Wendy debuts today on Disney Plus, and this is another live action remake of a classic Disney movie, and it's another example of where they stupidly thought that making it live action would improve on the original and that adding in tons of CGI would make it better, and it doesn't. This is a very slow, kind of surprisingly gloomy take on the Peter Pan story. Jude Law plays Captain Hook. He's pretty good, but the movie itself just drags, and it's slow, it's gloomy.
Dark.
Dark, yeah. Kids are going to be bored by it, and it's... I mean, it looks good in some senses, you know, some of the set design and stuff, but it just really didn't work for me. So 2 stars for Peter Pan and Wendy. I wish Disney would just go and make something original rather than trying to improve on classics that can't be improved on.
That can't be, right. Okay. We're talking with Movie Mike today, and there is another film debuting somewhere in Queens.
Yes, this is written and directed by Ray Romano, who also stars. Laurie Metcalf plays his wife, and as always, she is phenomenal. She can do no wrong. And this is a movie about a guy who, they have a son who is a basketball star, and they think he's just going to go work in the family business, but then a talent scout says, you know, he might be able to get a scholarship, and Ray Romano's character becomes very focused on getting his kid into college. But there's a question of whether the kid wants it and whether the wife thinks it's a good idea. So if this movie doesn't touch your heart in some way, you might be dead inside. It's just really warm and funny, and a couple of the dramatic scenes are maybe a little bit forced. But I like the movie a lot overall. So 3 stars for Somewhere in Queens. That's in theaters now.
It's in theaters. Okay. Yep. And then one more, Clock.
Clock. That debuts today on Hulu, and it stars Diana Agron, who people probably remember from Glee. And she plays a woman who's in her late 30s. She does not want kids. All her friends think she's crazy, and she starts to wonder whether her biological clock is literally broken. So she checks into this clinic run by Melora Hardin from The Office. She played Jan, if you remember remember her on there.
Yes.
She was kind of unforgettable. And it's a horror movie, so if you think the doctor is up to something fishy, you're absolutely right. This could have been a really interesting movie with something to say about biological clocks and wanting to have children or not wanting to have them, but the movie never really follows through on any of its ideas. It doesn't get the maximum creep value out of the techniques that this doctor uses. You know, we should be on edge the whole time, dreading what's going to happen, and it doesn't explain anything. So, and then it all builds to a finale that's just absurd. So 1.5 stars for Clock. It's on Hulu today. I really did not like this movie.
Okay, so no on that one, but definitely Air, Somewhere in Queens. Those two are great.
Yes.
No to Peter Pan and Clock.
Right.
Okay. We had some sad news this week. Harry Belafonte. Just talk a little bit about the impact that he has made.
An incredible performer, an incredible actor, an incredible singer, an incredible activist. And, you know, I'd kind of like to take the opportunity to recommend my personal favorite Harry Belafonte performance, because this is a movie that a lot of people have not seen, but his work in 1972's Buckin' the Preacher is extraordinary. It's a movie he made with Sidney Poitier, and those two together, that's every bit as good as you could imagine. And Sidney Poitier, it takes place right after the Civil War. He plays a guy who helps slaves move from the South to the North. And Harry Belafonte is this very flamboyant preacher who initially works with some men who are trying to stop Sidney Poitier from doing that, but then he comes to see how important what he's doing is and switches allegiances. So it's an incredible performance, Buckin' the Preacher. If you want to honor Harry Belafonte's memory this week, I would highly recommend going and getting that film.
Okay, and that's back from 1972.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing. And then I also have notes here that Carrie Fisher is going to get her Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Yes, finally, Carrie Fisher will be given that honor, and it's taking place next week on the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day, very appropriate, and a long overdue recognition for her.
Very nice. All right, we're talking with Movie Mike. We still have some time. What are the big blockbuster films that we can look forward to this summer?
Well, we got Fast 10 coming out next month. That's going to be a big one. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opening next week. And the one to really watch for is Barbie, which when they announced this movie, everybody was a little cynical, and then they released the first trailer, and it looks incredible. And it looks funny, and it looks smart. And I think that that could really be one of the big hits of the summer.
So is Barbie a cartoon, like a animated movie?
Live action.
Oh, live action.
But they have somehow made it look like the Barbie toys. It's really incredible. And Margot Robbie as Barbie is a perfect choice.
Oh, definitely. And what is Fast 10? Is that
that is next
and Furious?
Month? Yeah, Fast and Furious 10 coming out next month.
Wow, 10?
Yeah, and it's going to be a two-parter. Well, this is one. And then next year, there's going to be what they're calling a companion film to it. Nobody knows what that means yet. So there's still one more Fast and Furious movie after this one.
Forgive me for this, but is that still Vin Diesel?
Yes.
And who else is in that?
Well, Paul Walker, of course, passed away.
Yeah.
Michelle Rodriguez is in there. Charlize Theron's back for this one. Brie Larson joins the cast. Jason Statham is back. Jason Momoa joins the cast this time, too.
Wow, that's a big cast.
It is.
Okay, and Guardians of the Galaxy, that is the third one?
The third one, Volume 3. Yep, comes out next Friday.
Okay, and who stars in that?
That is Chris Pratt as Star-Lord. Dave Bautista as Drax. I love the first two. I'm really excited for this one.
It's like you're talking to me in a foreign language. No, my daughter is, she's a 17-year-old senior in high school, and yes, she knows all of this.
Yeah.
She loves the Guardians of the Galaxy, and she loves all Marvel, and she loved the Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, it's probably going to end as credible.
So if you haven't seen it yet, it's still worth, it's a pretty fantastic film. Did you enjoy it as much as
you? Yeah, it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about your kids? Did they
like the movie? But he liked it, too. So, uh-huh. You know, we had two gentlemen that really liked the movie. We're on the cusp of the summer movie season, like we talked about, so it's going to be a lot of these, and the box office is really rebounding well, so.
What are you going to see today?
Bo is Afraid, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh. That's my favorite.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm excited. Yeah, we'll get your review on that next week.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again. And Movie Mike, you're heading over to 94KX. So if you want to hear him again, he'll be on at like 5 before 8 o'clock. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.